Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is September 8th, 2015, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. Today was the first day back to school for my children. So what better time to launch season number 4 of the SGM? Now, we had a great summer here that included whitewater rafting on the Ottawa River, a visit to Niagara Falls, catching a Toronto Blue Jays game, and they actually won, and watching a few outdoor movies. We even had a trip to Halifax, and many more adventures. I hope all the SGMers out there had some great time off this summer with family and friends. Now, listeners to the SGM know that its goal is to cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. And to do this, we use social media to accomplish the goal. Well, today, I have one of the most exciting announcements I have ever made on the SGM. Now, I've hinted about this in previous episodes, but today is the day. Today, the first day back to school. Today, I am making the announcement about the SGM Global Project. Yes, that's what it's called. Now, SGMers have come to expect a weekly dose of medical skepticism, and it's typically delivered as an evidence-based review of a recently published paper. The critical appraisal is performed using a validated and reliable method. This review is then uploaded to the SGM blog and podcasted for free. Yes, that's right, for free on iTunes, because the SGM is part of the FOAM movement. FOAM standing for Free, Open Access to Medical Education. And FOAM was started in 2012 to promote medical education for free to anyone, anywhere, at any time. And its goal, to make the world a better place. FOAM is a wonderful initiative. And you might be wondering, how could SGM Global make FOAM even better? How could it be possible? What could SGM Global do to improve on such an amazing concept? Well, before I go into the details, I want to remind everyone that it can take an average of 17 years for 14% of high-quality, clinically relevant information to reach the patient bedside. And this was beautifully demonstrated by Pathman and Company with the model they came up with to illustrate the problem visually. He called this model the leaky pipe, and Pathman et al. Described 7 leaks in the pipe between that reservoir of knowledge and the patient. And the 7 leaks all started with A. So you'd think he was Canadian A, but it was actually started with the letter A. And so the 7 A's that Pathman described were as follows: awareness, acceptance, applicable, able, act on, agree, and adhere. Well, SGM Global will focus in on that first A, awareness. So how can patients get the best emergency care if their providers are not even aware of the literature? Patients deserve excellent emergency care from the time they reach out and dial 911, during transportation, in the emergency department, for their inpatient stay, and to discharge. And to do that, it takes a team: EMS, PAs, NPs, RNs, MDs, pharmacists, administrators, all working together based on the best information for patients to get the best care. However, the SGM blog is published in English, and I podcast each episode in English. Do you see a problem here? It reminds me of that Simpson episode where Homer says why he doesn't need to go to English class.
Hey, Homer, you late for English?
English? Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
The FOAM world has some great resources out there, like Life in the Fast Lane out of Australia, and Academic Life in Emergency Medicine. But a limitation to these great FOAM resources is that they're all done in English. And now the ASGEM does critical appraisals on systematic reviews from time to time. And one of the things we look for in the methods section is any language restrictions. It's one of the criticisms we can have of a systematic review. One of the weaknesses that we can identify is that they'll often only include publications in English. In fact, they specifically exclude non-English papers. So, turning that skeptical, critical eye on my own project, I realized the ASGEM only disseminates in English. Yes, we've had some great skeptics like Lauren Westifer, Megan Groth, and the Swami, who all speak a version of American, but basically it's English. And this represents a major limitation of the ASGEM Knowledge Translation Project. It is a barrier or a leak in that KT pipe. How could emergency medicine and critical care providers be aware of the high-quality reviews we are doing on a weekly basis if English is not their first language? I realized I was providing all of this great, high-quality, clinically relevant, evidence-based information in English to a French audience. Now, this is not a criticism of the audience. Believe me, their English was much better than my rudimentary French. But it dawned on me, how could I expect these skilled providers to appreciate the nuances of evidence-based medicine, the methodology, the critical appraisal, when it was not in their own language? Dr. Marcel Amon was the conference lead at Quebec Beam, and we did a podcast on blunt trauma, their traditional way, in English. Then, in one of those eureka moments, I decided to have Marcel record the exact same episode, but in French. And that is where the idea for ASGEM Global came from. The next step was to reach out to some people, some friends, some FOMED friends, and ask them if they would help me with my knowledge translation project, inviting them to be part of ASGEM Global. So I'm proud to announce ASGEM Global as an initiative to try to eliminate language as a barrier to knowledge translation by providing the ASGEM in a number of international languages. And we're going to start ASGEM Global with three international languages. The first one, French. Dr. Marcel Amon, he's a specialist in emergency medicine, and he practices emergency medicine at a Level 1 trauma center in Quebec City. He holds a master's degree in clinical research and is currently the director of a Canadian research team called SETI, which aims to address geriatric trauma issues. When Marcel is not saving lives in the trauma bay or doing research, he's out there enjoying some carpentry. You can listen to a short interview with Marcel about ASGEM Global French and his first podcast, which was episode number 91, on blunt trauma. The second international language is Portuguese, and leading that team is Dr. Bianca Bertuzzi, and she is a Brazilian emergency physician who graduated in 2009 at the first emergency medicine residency program in her country. She did a fellowship in emergency medicine ultrasound at the Massachusetts General Hospital and has worked with point-of-care ultrasound since 2008, specifically with a group called WinFocus, the World Interactive Network Focus on Critical Ultrasound. Bianca is part of a Brazilian commission to make emergency medicine a specialty in Brazil. She works as an emergency physician and an ultrasound instructor at her home hospital. Bianca loves music, working out, and even trying to play a musical instrument. You can listen to a great interview I did with her and her husband, who will be doing the ASGEM Global Portuguese project, and three podcasts she's already recorded. ASGEM number 1 as an introduction, and ASGEM number 92 on sepsis, and ASGEM number 94 on ultrasound. The third international language is Spanish. Dr. Manrique Humana, Dr. Moya, and Dr. Gomez are emergency medicine physicians from Costa Rica, and they have a huge interest in medical education. These three are professors of the only EM residency training program in Costa Rica. In their spare time, they try to post frequently in their Spanish EM blog and support the FOMED movement. They've also come up with a great tagline for after their podcast, Pura Vida, which means pure life. You can listen to Manrique discuss how he got involved in the SGEM Global Spanish Project, and he's going to be uploading 3 podcasts in Spanish shortly, SGEM number 70, SGEM number 92, and SGEM number 93. Now, each team has agreed to do a podcast once a month in their own language based on one of the 4 podcasts I produce each month. This should encourage people to listen to podcasts in general, the SGEM specifically, and bring them into that foam world. So I hope SGEM Global breaks down that first leak in the pipe, awareness. It makes the SGEM more accessible to a wider audience, and it also allows emergency care providers, regardless of what language they speak, to better understand evidence-based medicine, critical appraisal, and skepticism. Ultimately, to facilitate that patients get the best care based on the best evidence. Well, there you have it, the big announcement. SGEM is going global. And if this has knocked your socks off, please send me a tweet at the SGEM and include a picture of your bare feet with the hashtag SocksOff. The other thing I'll just throw out there is that if you're passionate about emergency medicine care, FOMED, speak another language, and want to be part of this SGEM Global project, then send me an email, thesgem@gmail.com, and we can talk about you joining the SGEM Global team. This Sunday will be the first critical appraisal of season number 4, and it's going to be an SGEM hot off the press. So stay tuned for that, and until next week, remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.